Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Why are our Democrat colleagues so determined to flood our country with millions of illegal aliens? And I'd like to suggest that perhaps it's because they benefit from it politically. Remember that every state is apportioned congressional seats based on population, not based on citizenship. Counting non-citizens in congressional apportionment has resulted in more seats for blue states and fewer congressional seats for red states.
That's the discussion being had right now when we look at the amount of people who have come into this country and done so illegally, specifically under the Joe Biden presidency. That when you understand how those seats are apportioned, it does make a difference. And it does, the resources get apportioned and you've got congressional seats. That's power and influence. And it matters. One of the main reasons why the president continues to work to make sure that the people who are here in our country are the ones who are supposed to be here in our country. That was Congressman Brandon Gill of Texas. Now, we watched, I'm going to play for this a little bit later in the show for you if we can get to it. Marco Rubio, as the Secretary of State, was at a hearing and he was being questioned by his former colleagues in the Senate and people questioning a lot of what the Trump administration specifically has done and how Marco Rubio at the Secretary of State, doing an A-plus job, in my opinion, has done to make sure that we could get illegal immigrants out of this country. Now we're bringing South African refugees into this country. It seems very complicated for the Democrats specifically. And we need to make sure that we are protecting our country. That's always been the commitment of the Trump administration and making sure that the people here are the ones who belong here. Let's talk to our friend Roy Murdoch about it. He joins us again, nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador and Fox News contributor. Roy, welcome back. Good to have you.
Great to be with you again, Annie.
Thank you. How do you feel about, you know, I would say it, you look at what the Trump administration or the Trump campaign, I should say, promised that they would do. And 121 days into the presidency, what they've been able to execute so far in parsing the people who belong here versus the people who don't belong here. I think they've made an enormous amount of progress. The American people are in favor of it, but the Democrats, especially elected Democrats, they sure don't seem like they are yet.
No, they haven't. No, they're not. I think that President Trump and the Trump administration have done a phenomenal job of closing the border. It took about 3 weeks, maybe not a month max, to bring the number of people coming across the border down by, I think, 96-97% in terms of just overall crossings and in terms of people who are the known gotaways. I think those are down like 99%. Those are people where they see them at a distance, but they're not sure who they are. That number is down to almost nothing. And I think that happened very quickly. I think, frankly, more quickly, I think even Trump's most enthusiastic supporters expected. And this says to me that if Joe Biden had spent, two or three minutes exercising a little bit of leadership in this area, he could have shut the border down, too, which tells me he had no interest in doing so. And the whole policy of letting 10 million people march in here illegally was not an accident or a matter of incompetence or mismanagement, but an actual matter of deliberate policy. So I think that that's been exposed, and it goes to show the tremendous level of destruction that the Biden administration, the Democrats, perpetrated on this country for 4 years.
Roy, you know, a lot has been made of President Biden's mental state, his health, of course, diagnosed this weekend, at least publicly, with prostate cancer. And everybody is asking the question right now, either out loud or internally, a lot of politics involved in how publicly they might be willing to say it. Wondering what he knew and what he was involved in and what he wasn't involved in. And you got to take the issue of like the border and the way he would be so confident in telling the American people that they were having great success at the border, that they were that the border was closed, knowing how incredibly wrong that was. What do you want to know about President Biden's presidency, his mental health, his participation in those years? What answers would you like to have?
Well, I'd like to know, to what degree was he actually involved in making any decisions? I mean, you know, I've always said that we shouldn't let Biden off the hook and say, look, he was just, you know, tied up in the basement while Dr. Jill Biden or Susan Rice or somebody else really ran the country. You know, I think Biden was aware of probably the big stuff, but a lot of small things probably went right by. And who knows, towards the end, he might not have been aware of the big stuff going on either. I'm also curious to know about this whole business of prostate cancer. We're led to believe that the last time he had his PSA taken, prostate-specific antigen, which is a test to see whether or not you have prostate cancer, was 2014. That was 11 years ago. Now, yeah. I would think if every time he went to the Walter Reed for his annual physical, whether he asked for a PSA or not, they would just automatically order that along with, you know, cholesterol and potassium and every other kind of thing you're tested for. Most men I know, and if they're not doing it now, they should, above age 45, asking for a PSA should be part of your regular physical exam every year. And I can't imagine the President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief of the U.S. Armed Forces, was not getting a PSA done automatically, and that he's not had one for 11 years. So either he's had cancer and we weren't told about it, or if in fact they let this thing slide for 11 years and only tested now, and it's now metastasized into his bones, metastatic prostate cancer, my God, then this is probably the greatest act of medical malpractice since Michael Jackson's doctor gave him propofol, decided to go play golf, and then came back and found his patient dead.
Mm. Joy Murdoch speaking with us right now. In light of the cancer diagnosis that we heard Saturday last week, we have heard all about Jake Tapper's new book. And I always find it ironic when you've got a news anchor saying, like, you have to check out the book to find out what the news story is. Like, oh, you're a news anchor. You could just tell us right here. But I guess he's selling something. Is Jake Tapper done harm to his person as a journalist, as somebody that however many people still trust him in how he covered the Biden presidency and how he's reacting to it right now?
Yeah, I think terrible harm. I mean, look, this is not some journalist who stumbled upon a secret cache of documents or found some videotapes that were in a closet that somehow he's discovered and watched for the first time. Jake Tapper was an anchor at CNN. He was, I believe, a CNN correspondent at the White House for several years under Joe Biden. This is the kind of guy whose job is to have sources in the West Wing, in the East Wing of the First Lady's office, talk to current and past staffers, people on the Hill who know Joe Biden. And at some point, he should have been well aware that this sort of stuff was going on. He, in fact, people, Republicans, like I remember famously Laura Trump went on and said, look, it looks like Joe Biden is cognitively deficient. And he mocked her and said, you know, you're not a psychologist. How can you know that? You know, you how dare you? And basically cut her off and said, all right, let's go to commercial when she raised these kind of questions. So, Jake Tapper is now acting as if he suddenly made this huge discovery, you know, found some classified documents or something. This was something of which I think 80% of the American people, I believe, back in June of last year said they were reluctant to vote for Biden because they thought he was not cognitively capable. Jake Tapper should have seen that, too. I mean, if nothing, and that was a CNN survey, by the way. I mean, if Jake Tapper just read the survey his own news organization did, he would have said, gee, I wonder why the American people, 80%, if I remember the number correctly, think that Joe Biden is cognitively weak. Maybe I ought to look into this and ask him questions. And instead, he clammed up. He fought back when people raised that question. And now he has this book where he's acting like he's just found this great new revelation. This is something that was obvious to people, even when Joe Biden was running for president against incumbent President Donald J. Trump back in 2020, you know, 4.5 years ago.
Yeah, it's so true. We'll see how this all shakes out. It's hard to encourage people to read that book and purchase it and find out and like subsidize this type of journalistic malpractice. But I guess we'll see how it goes. Droy, we always appreciate having you. Thank you for being with us today. It's good to talk to you.
Annie, great to be with you. And good luck to the folks who suffered from that tornado in your neighborhood yesterday.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. We need a lot of prayers and we will take yours for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Very
care.
Good.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Speaking of the tornadoes, Congressman Wesley Bell is going to be with us next. I'm excited to have him on the show.
Yeah, I am too. He has been a public figure in St. Louis for a very long time.
Right. I'm just full transparency to everybody who's listening right now. I was like certain that they were going to call the vote on the big beautiful bill at 1:25 today, because then he would have to go vote. There's a little bit of time that they get to go vote, but I don't think he's going to prioritize being on this show because everything is razor thin. This is crazy, but a Democrat rep died of cancer this morning.
Oh, no kidding. I hadn't heard that.
Yes. I can't remember the name.
A federal rep? Yes. Like in the U.S. House. Wow.
The majority now goes, I think it's 8 seats, but they can only, if they lose 4 votes, it ends in a tie, which is not enough. I just can't imagine the stress of doing what they have to do in Congress and with the margins being that small. Like, I think about this is, you know, how I was talking about the other day about watching a baseball player, a Major League Baseball player struggle. And I'm like, just thinking about their mom. Mm-hmm. If you've got a congressman, congresswoman, congressperson, male or female, Democrat or Republican, and they're suffering from cancer, and the majority.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Majority is this big, or the minority is that little. That's a very difficult thing to think about. That people would be like, thinking about that, the quantity of somebody's life who is probably, I don't know this person's life, but I'm sure they had family. I'm sure they had friends and connections, and it's a very obviously sad thing to lose. But to have it boil down to like, we needed that vote, because that's not going to be replaced soon. Before we get to Congressman Bell, but I was going to say, in full disclosure, when we have him on, I said my invitation to Congressman Bell to come on the show was, I want to have you on the show. Your district was struck by, we're sitting in your district. Your district was struck by this tornado. There's great damage. Attention needs to be drawn to it. I'm not going to have a St. Charles rep or an Illinois rep come on to talk about the damage in Congressman Bell's district unless he told me no. Then I would go do something else. And, you know, Brad can testify to this. We ask, well, how many times we reach out to Cori Bush? She wouldn't even respond.
I don't know.
They basically were like, stop contacting us.
Yeah.
And I've never done anything to Cori Bush. There's no reason why she shouldn't come here and talk to you, because many of you are the constituents of that district. I got a contact for Congressman Bell. I reached out to him and I said, I just want to talk to you about the tornadoes. I know there's a lot of stuff going on. I want to give you an opportunity to speak to our listeners who are your constituents and connect and have a productive conversation. And I told him, I was like, I don't do gotcha interviews. I'm not a shock value person here. If we open the phones and someone wants to call in and call me a POS, let's go. But that, I mean, barring that, I love people calling in who are not in full agreement with us, because I appreciate that we can have that community. So having Congressman Bell on here, and also when I was talking to his people, I told him, we're just going to talk about the tornado. There's a ton of huge news happening in Congress. I want to talk to him about those things. And they said, we should come back and do that. So I'm hoping that this is a start of a conversation that can happen here between us and Congressman Bell. But when he comes back, I'm going to talk to him about what is taking place in St. Louis, what he's seen, because he's been here and he's been in the place where the tornado happened. And I'm going to ask him about what we need to know. What do the people need to know? If I open the show talking about the whole tornado situation here in St. Louis, and these tornadoes went on and devastated Southern Kentucky. I think the highest rating of the tornado here was it started as an F3 maybe in the Clayton area. The Kentucky tornadoes I heard this morning were an F4, which is one shy of the biggest it can get. Joplin was an F5. But an F3 tornado is a serious situation. And we know that people here in our neighbors, our people, you folks need help from your neighbors here. And I think Congressman Wesley Bell is an important voice to bring onto the show and have that discussion. So we will. Are you sticking around for that?
Yeah,
you
heck yeah.
Go get lunch.
Well, I mean,
I say that.
Chili dog sounds people, okay.
People get some popcorn and sit right next to me.
Real low in the camera shot, though.
And he's also going to, I'm going to let y'all know, he's going to be on Zoom with us. My understanding is he's going to be on the live stream with us. So you can watch it, too. Annie Fry YouTube channel. I'd like to know from you, how should the House GOP handle the big, beautiful bill? Should they pass Trump's bill? Should they fight for salt relief? Should they fight for more cuts? Or should they scrap the whole thing? You can let us know it by going to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, where if you do sign in there, subscribe. If you want to comment and you're a new subscriber, you got to wait 5 minutes and then you will be able to chat your heart to your heart's content, as long as you're nice and respectful. But you can vote in the poll right away. And I will be very interested to see what percentage of you folks just want the Trump thing to get done. How many of you are combing, looking at it through a fine tooth, or pulling through it with a fine tooth comb to get more in one way or shape or form. Annie Fry YouTube channel. Congressman Wesley Bell, representative from Missouri's 1st District, right here in St. Louis, on the Annie Fry Show next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.